Hi, Gloria Leibecker here with Healing You. Today I've been thinking about our culture, how our culture tends to be very fast-paced, and there's really a high bar on expectations for doing well and being successful. And what that can look like for some of us is we can be confused, really not quite understanding how to meet those expectations, because there's a bar of perfectionism that seems unreachable. And for some of us also, there's just so much information to keep up on. There's always something new to learn or to implement or to apply in our job or in our life. So much, and it's so fast, so fast. And then we start to feel really stretched too thin. And I know for me, when I get stretched too thin, then that inner looping critical voice, it gets bumped up a bit. And I start to become hard on myself. I can become critical of others. And it just keeps looping around. And then the relationships suffer. And on top of that, because it's so fast-paced, there's so much to keep up with, and we're getting cranky on top of it, now we don't even have time to nurture our relationships or to feel nurtured. Well, let me tell you a story. It was a few years back, and I was a medical office manager for a different job, one that I absolutely loved. Of all of my jobs, it was probably my favorite job I had. Because the people there were really excellent people. They were very congruent, and they operated their business from their values. And yet when I first got that job, there was a lot to learn, especially in the management. I had a whole new computer system. I had a whole new set of employees. And so I was really doing my best to be a sponge and to absorb it all. At the same time, my husband wanted me to do his books for his business. So it was like I was actually holding down two jobs at the same time, plus doing my best to be a mom and a wife and do them well. And then, because I'm a faith-based person, I wanted to be part of this Bible study, and I was doing my best to figure this thing out about God and to form my own beliefs, to have my own grounding. So I joined this Bible study, and I became the leader, a children's leader, in that program. So again, here's another thing that I'm putting on my plate because I'm wanting to do my life well. And there's so much to do. There's so much information. There's so many places to be, and I didn't want to miss out on anything. And yet through that whole thing, it just became rather overwhelming. And then the final straw came as my mom was diagnosed with cancer. So I wanted to go caretake her. So I'm juggling all of these different pieces and doing my best to do them all well and trying to be everywhere at once. And what ended up happening was it was too much. I needed to slow down. What I did do is I got real with myself. I slowed myself down into my heart. I began to acknowledge what's most important to me, and I discovered what I could begin to do differently. I could begin to ask for what I need. If I don't understand something, then speak up and name it and own it in order to be able to receive the information that I needed or to have a shared mutual understanding with others. And the other thing that you can do is I could unplug from all of my devices, from the phone, from the computer, and just take a day off midweek. And that in itself is a little slice of heaven. To really maybe be out in nature, that's my favorite go-to, and feel the sunshine, feel the wind, feel the grass. And another thing is to be really clear. I found out that I could schedule my life and I could make sure that I was prioritizing time and delegating what I could delegate so that everything wasn't up to me. And what was really important to me was to prioritize relationships. And I am so grateful, eternally grateful I did, as I was able to juggle my schedule around. And I took my youngest, my two daughters that were young at the time, and we would go down and I would actually homeschool them while I would caretake my mom and get to have that really quality time with her while she was still with us. And my girls got to have that time with their grandma too. And so, wow, you know, it's actually possible to function at your own natural pace and have realistic expectations. You don't have to do it all. Why would you want to do it all? Doing it all is just busyness and crazy making. But to take the time to slow down and to really know yourself, what is most important to you? Follow your heart. Allow yourself the space you need to prioritize why you are here. It's your purpose and it's your journey. Oh, and if you'd like to journey along with me, reach out to me at healingyousanctuary.com. I'd love to schedule a free consultation with you and explore your purpose with you. Thanks for being on this journey with me today. Healing you.